What about BEV plus intraperitoneal therapy?
That's a great question, and it's a question that right now is trying to be settled. So 172, Deb Armstrong's trial, as I said, came out in January of 06. And really, since even before that time, the GOG has been trying to develop a study that would follow up from those results. So we have something right now that looks a little bit like IP carboplatinum substituting for the cyst to see if we can get less toxicity, make it more user-friendly and more compact, versus also adding yes or no bevacizumab into that equation as well. So we're looking at probably at least a three-arm trial in which some people are arguing for bevacizumab in all three of the arms, some are arguing for it in two arms. As you can see, though, we don't have a completed trial that's gone through all the hoops that it needs to go through in terms of agreement.